from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The talent that's here and the talent that is continuing to develop here. We obviously have some mainstay guys like Ian Happ.
Ian Happ, Cubs all-star outfielder.
Drilled in the air. It's got a chance. Get out the tape measure for Ian Happ. All the way on to Waveland Avenue.
Absolutely crushed that ball.
What I love about Ian is very dedicated and serious about his craft.
Gold Glove Award winner.
And Happ makes a great catch up against the left field fence.
And that robs a home run.
Host of the Compound Podcast.
Danny Mueller's hot take. Chocolate isn't candy. He was eating a Crunch bar. And I said, isn't that candy? And he said, no, it's a chocolate bar. It's different.
You know what the craziest part about that statement is? Is that it's called a Hershey's candy bar.
It That's what I
said. It literally has the word candy in it.
Connect Roasters coffee enthusiast.
Here's a man that probably has 5 fresh pots a day.
Ian Happ with Bernstein and Holmes on 670 The Score.
We toast you, Ian Happ.
Oh, I was going to say that's an interesting take, but that's just bizarre. The chocolate isn't candy. Okay. All right, so be it. Ian Happ joins us. He is the Cubs' current WAR leader at 3.7 with a WRC plus of 126. And he is with us on the Score Hotline, brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino, CircaLasVegas.com. Ian, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing all right, man. How do you manage stress in 'cause this is 2 years of this now, where it's September and you guys are trying to make a push. How do you handle the stress of this?
You know, it's all part of the job. I think there's definitely times that are more stressful than playing close games late in the year. But, you know, April is stressful, too. There's close games in April and, you know, ninth innings that you have one run away from, you know, the other team scoring. You're on defense. It's all part of it. I think you just get used to that grind. This is the fun part now in September when you can make a push and make something happen.
How important is it to you that the team finishes with a winning record?
Yeah, I think it's huge. I think for the group, for, you know, how well that I think we've played these last couple months, I think, you know, finishing with a winning record is an important part. I know sometimes for fans, it's not, if you don't make the playoffs and you have a winning record, it's maybe even a little bit more bittersweet. But I think just playing above 500 baseball is an important benchmark. Obviously, you know, having a good enough record to make the playoffs and be in it, that's the most important part.
Would it signal anything to you about kind of where things stand with the team?
As far as winning record or not?
Yeah.
I think having a winning record in a big league season is an accomplishment, but I think that the more important thing is to find a way to sneak into the playoffs and make something happen once you're there.
considering how this season has had its ups and downs like most of them do, what have you learned? You feel like you've learned about the guys not letting go of the rope? Because there are other teams that were in similar situations that haven't played as well as you guys have.
I think we have a group of veterans that's seen a lot of baseball, that's been around a lot of baseball and seen a lot of teams do it different ways to get to a point where they're actually in the playoffs, and that understand that it's a 162-game season and you just have to keep going. I think it's a great lesson for the young guys that are watching, you know, the way that the veteran guys on this team prepare and go out and do their business every day. But I think it does say something just about the level of resilience and wanting to just to keep pushing.
Michael Busch, 4-for-5. And he's an interesting case because he's an older rookie, yet still a rookie, and probably along, obviously, with Shota Imanaga going to be, you know, pushing their way onto for some all-rookie recognition. We haven't talked a lot about him, and he hasn't been in the spotlight a great deal, but he has been, in a lot of ways, a fairly consistent performer getting his first full big league opportunity. And we should note that, because some people get that chance and don't take advantage of it in the way that he has.
Yeah, he's been rock solid. I mean, I don't think he is getting, I think he's getting a little overshadowed in the rookie of the year conversation, but also
a little bit.
Just on what he's meant to our group. Consistency, his ability to hit, you know, he's hit in the two hole, he's hit in between myself and Saya, but he's also going to hit down that 5-6 spot. And he's gotten on base, he's walked at a high rate. And one of the more impressive things is his ability at first base and what he's been able to do. You know, when he got traded over, there was a lot of talk about the bat and how good the bat was. But he had played some second and some third. They tried to stick, I think the Dodgers tried to stick him at third a little bit last year. And he was obviously blocked by Freddie Freeman at first in LA. But the work that he's put into defense at first base, how hard he's worked at it, how good it's been. I think he might be second in the NL in defensive run saves. So he's been very, very good over there. You've been able to see him get better as the year goes on, with the footwork at the base, learning, kind of playing with these guys, the great defensive, you know, middle infield that we have. It's been fun to watch, and I think that's a testament to just how hard he works every day, and our infield coach, Jonathan Mota.
Another one of those people that should be getting consideration for Rookie of the Year is Shota Imanaga. I don't know that I've seen someone come in and embrace the city, not just being a Cub and going out there and doing his job, but the way that Shota has done it. From your perspective, what's it been like to watch Shota do all of this stuff while seemingly being one of the more fun people to be around?
Yeah, it's been awesome. It's been awesome just to see how much he has enjoyed it, how much he's enjoyed being with the group. He has been fantastic, you know, from a pitching standpoint. He's continued to work some different pitches in, and it's not solely pitching off the fastball and the splitter, but it's pretty impressive. And to come to a new country and, you know, not exactly speak the language and to still enjoy and kind of love being a part of the group, it's really cool to see.
Why have the Cubs been so much better offensively on the road this year?
I think Wrigley's the second worst ballpark in the big leagues to hit this year. If you look at the park factor just in 2024, I'm pretty sure Wrigley is second worst, only behind Seattle as far as park factor. Bottom five home run ballpark. And we have some lefty power, and I don't know if you can split it up right left, but it's always harder for lefties to hit homers in that ballpark, especially when the wind's blowing in, which it has all year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's just amazing. The team WRC Plus at Wrigley is 93. Away from Wrigley, it's 105. So I always think, okay, if that's the case, how much of it is year to year? We'd obviously need all kinds of park factor data, you know, going back here, but is there any way to build a team that isn't susceptible to some of these wild swings of meteorological fortune?
I mean, you just saw the Yankees come in with three of the most prolific power hitters, you know, two in Judge and Stanton of our generation, and then, you know, Soto has 38 homers this year. Plus a guy named Anthony Rizzo, who's a 30-homer-a-year guy playing in New York. And they had zero homers in three games. So did we. But if you were at the ballpark for those 3 days, wind was blowing dead in at 40 miles an hour. Stanton hit one 110 at 25. You can't build a human that hits a baseball harder than that. You can't physically put it together. It was 110.7 at 25. It didn't get out of the ballpark. Judge hit one 107.7 at 26. It's a homer in every single stadium in the big leagues, barely got to the track. So you can't build a team unless you want to build a team that bunts and slaps the ball and has perfect vision to hit the ball on the ground behind somebody. It doesn't exist. That's not how it works at this level. There's no magic pill for how to score runs in an environment like that. Yeah, they didn't walk anybody. You know, the teams that take their walks, or we get when we get walked by other teams and are able to make some stuff happen on the base paths, that's how you score in those games. Yankees did a great job of not walking guys. They attacked us. We had some balls hard, didn't fall. They were coming backwards. And in that series, you saw, I think the Yankees put up, what, five or six total runs, and we put up two. Like, that was what Wrigley was doing for the weekend. Unfortunately, it's just part of playing at Wrigley Field. Some years are better than others, and this one's been really tough.
I like the way that you marvel at stuff that happens in the game. Mm-hmm. And even though these are guys that you're competing with, I find Stanton to be such an interesting watch, because how many times a year is he completely fooled? He's out on his front foot, his butt is sticking out, and he still hits the ball out of the ballpark. Like, there's stuff that goes on in your game, Ian, with some of these guys, and you're playing against a bunch of them tonight, that they do this incredible stuff. When you're out there, I know that it's competition, but when you come back and you're watching tape and you're looking at these guys, what are the things that you marvel at and go, that guy, no one should be able to do what that guy's doing?
I mean, yeah, there's a bunch of it throughout the league. I think you know, these two teams are good examples of kind of some of those players. I think last night, you know, watching those top three hitters for the Dodgers, Kyle was making great pitches. And those guys were so disciplined and so stubborn. And if he got behind in the count, they just refused to chase and let him back in the count. And it was so impressive to watch those three guys back-to-back-to-back go through and have those professional at-bats, you know, every time through. So little things like that. I think Stanton's ability to drive the baseball over the field, that was, we talked about it on the podcast last week, like one of the most underappreciated kind of careers that he's putting together that's going on right now. 400 plus homers and the longevity he's been able to do that. He's got over an 800 OPS this year. And I guess the expectation on that team is you have to have a 1 dot OPS to be a superstar over there. But it's, you know, just little things like that that you really appreciate from afar.
I went and checked Porter Hodges' numbers because I, you know, you watch him, you're like, all right, that stuff plays, like that's real. He got an ERA of 1.7. He's already been worth about a win in just 33 appearances and 37 innings. I think there might be something there. You agree?
Yeah, his stuff's really good. He competes. He goes out there and really he has a good attitude for that role at the back end. But the fastball moves, the fastball cuts, which is unique. And then the spin plays really well off those lines. So just in general, what he's been able to do to kind of help solidify the back end of our bullpen has been fantastic, and you really trust him when he comes in the game.
Considering that there have been two teammates that have made their way back to Wrigley Field for the first time, what were the Javi Baez and Anthony Rizzo experiences like?
I mean, just awesome for both those guys to be able to come back and get the kind of the attention, the honor that they deserve for what they contributed. You know, obviously, Javi, you know, being able to play that series, you know, he was dealing with the hip injury all year and, you know, had to eventually have that surgery. But for him to get that, to play that series and be recognized by the fans, you know, it was just, that was great. And then Riz, after all this time coming back and, yeah, how much he meant to the organization, the fans, and I think the off the field too, with all the work that the Rizzo Foundation has done. His whole family was there, and to watch them experience that and take it in was just really cool and really special. And, you know, he deserved all that love that he got.
Tell us what we need to know about the Connect Roasters charitable empire and beyond. I know this is often the time of year where you do some outreach to fans at Wrigley Field as you sort of get closer to the end. What's in store?
Yeah, we just actually signed some stuff for Caleb, and we're going to do a few more drops as we go this year. Be in Chicago a little bit this offseason, so looking to put something together around the coffee shop in Bourbonnais, but cold brew just into Wrigley for the players recently, so we're excited about that.
Oh, just the players. I see.
Well, the front office too. The front office has had it. Here's the thing. The front office has had the cold brew upstairs, and the players have it, but we're going to get it downstairs, and then we're going to have to talk to somebody about getting it in the stands for the fans. We need that to happen too.
Agreed. Ian, thanks so much. Good luck the rest of the way.
All right. Appreciate it, guys.
That is Ian Happ of your Chicago Cubs.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.